number 13, beginning at verse number 4 through verse number 8. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 and following. The Word of God says charity, and while we're reading charity, you insert love.
Amen.
Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doeth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. with the truth. Beareth all things,
Amen.
Believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth.
Praise God.
We're going to talk about love never fails.
Amen.
Amen. Love never fails. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Love never fails. Now, my brothers, and I'm not going to be long. We've got a long day. Never is a long time. Amen. Never is a long time. And never encompasses all conditions. Never means not ever, at no time, not at all, by no chance, in no case, under no conditions. Amen. You see, it is imperative that we understand the enormity, the vastness of the word never. I'm always amazed that folks say, I'll never do that. Next thing you know, they just did.
Right.
Amen. Never do it. Never do it. But only when we grasp the profoundness of never, then and only then can our subject become meaningful.
Right.
To fully understand love never fails, and to be able to appropriate the greatness of this term to our life, again, let me remind you of this, that there is no failure in God. Amen. I need to tell somebody that again. There is no failure in God. Amen. Amen. There is no failure in God. And I would have you to note, the scripture tells us in 1 John 4 and 8 that God is love. Have I got a witness?
Amen.
Amen. I want you to get this. Amen. God is love. Do you see it? God, who is love, never fails. Mm-hmm. Politicians may fail us. Spouses may fail us. Children may fail us. Preachers may fail us. Some folk in the church may fail us, but God will never fail you. There is no failure in love. To really grasp this clearly, that love never fails, I want you to think about it, and that was a case that's was in the courts, so actually in the and the parole folk were looking at this. The Bart Whitaker case. And his father petitioned him that he would not be executed.
Yeah.
Now, Bart Whitaker had killed his mother, killed his brother, attempted to kill his father, Kent Whitaker. He was not successful, but he was tried, convicted, and sentenced to death. But even before Mr. Whitaker knew who the criminal was that perpetrated this heinous act, he said, "I've forgiven him." And then when he learned that it was his son, amen, he went to the courts to ask that his life would be spared. Now, you have to understand this in terms of really knowing love. Because it's so easy to say, you did that to me, to my family, even though you're a family member. And I can't take it. Just do whatever you want to him. But that was not his posture or his position. Amen. It was, let him serve life in prison. But don't execute him. Can you see the love that's there? Amen. Love, amen, is not just a term. I know the poets write sonnets about it. Songwriters write songs about it. Foolish young men tell young ladies how much they love them. But the truth of the matter is, we cannot know love except we understand God. Amen. Because God is love. Have I got a witness? In fact, God says, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love. Amen. 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 There is no failure in love. In verses 4 through 7, there is no attempt by the writer to define love, but rather love is described. Amen. But take a look at what love does and see if it does not support our subject. Amen. Amen. He tells us that love is kind. Love suffers long. Amen. We live in an age now where we don't want to put up with anything. How we like to say, don't lay my religion down and tell them something. Amen. If anything that you can lay down that easily, you didn't have it in the first place. But love suffers long. Love is kind. And I sometimes wonder, my brothers and sisters, and I got to abbreviate this, but I wonder how we can say we love one another and we talk so harshly about one another in the church. Amen. These are your brothers and your sisters. These are your family members. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We are all in the same family. Amen. And what hurts you ought to hurt me. And what hurts me ought to hurt you. And how can I speak derisively of you when you're my brother or my sister? Love is kind. Love endures long and puts up with. Love is patient. Love bears up under anything and everything. Is even ready to believe the best. And that's what love is. Believe the best of every person until they prove differently. Amen. You don't blindly follow folk. But I tell folk all the time, when I watch your feet, amen, you going in a certain direction. Amen. You can't be walking north and then tell me you going south. Talk to me, somebody. Amen. I'm not blind. Amen. You walking north, you going north. But let me give you, we talked about Kent and Bart Whitaker, but let me give you a biblical illustration. The Bible tells us in Hosea 3 about Hosea and Gomer. Hosea 3 and 1 says, "Then said the Lord unto Hosea, Go yet, love a woman, beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress." But I want you to love her according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel. Now, it's tough when he tells you to love somebody that left you, was unfaithful to you, and now she's living an immoral life. And the pastor, that's who he was.
That's right.
Amen. Pastor Hosea has to go to the red light district and buy his wife back. Amen. Amen. All the proud and arrogant preachers would have trouble with that because it would be embarrassing to them. Yeah, amen. I can't do that. But if the Lord told him, go buy her back. I don't care what she's done. I don't care how she's acted. Buy her back. And then I want you to love her. Amen. Not fake it, but I want you to love her. And you do know that Ephesians 5 and verse number 25 says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Amen. Amen. Any woman could be submissive to a man if he loved her as much as Christ loved his church.
Amen.
Amen. But I want you to see in Hosea's case, Hosea 2 and 4, therefore, he says, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. That is to say, I'm going to speak to her heart. Amen. I'm going to use words that are so kind that she will know that she's accepted back home again. Amen. You know, it's one thing to say come home, but then you treat her so poorly that she would feel that she's not welcome home. But you see, love will never fail. Amen. I don't care what you've done. Amen. If you've got God in your heart, there is forgiveness there. Amen. Because God helps you to do it. Amen. If you're operating in the flesh and somebody has hurt you, yeah, you got an attitude. But when God is in your heart, amen, you can look past that hurt because you know there was no one hurt more than our Christ. And when you think about what he endured for our sins, he that knew no sin became sin, that we might become the righteous of God. When we see it in terms of that, it's not about me. Amen. It's providing, amen, for someone that I once said I loved. I'm going to love you. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Well, if that's not your cup of tea, how about a certain man that had two sons? Luke 15. And his younger son comes to him and said, give me the portion of goods that falleth due to me. And the Bible said in many days he took off, had his father's living. And if you think about it, he was really thinking, I can't wait for you to die. I want you to give it to me now. Amen. I want what's coming to me. You know, we live in an age of entitlement. Amen. We do all that we can to bless our children, and too often they are so unappreciative. Amen. 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 I told them in Sunday school this morning, it's worth repeating, and I agree. When you miss that Black History Academy, you miss something. There was a speaker, Professor Levy, and he said, too oft times we propagandize to our children. That is, we do a lot of talking. But we don't model the behavior before them that is needed. Amen. They don't need you to keep telling them stuff. Show them some stuff. Amen. I try to every day to show my children what love for a wife is by loving their mother. Amen. I can't tell you to love your wife, and I'm not loving my wife, who is their mother. Amen. Amen. And can I just tell you something? You got a lot of ups and downs in 60 years. Amen. You got some stuff that you'd sometimes want to walk away from. But where there is love, love is the bond of perfectness. Love will hold it together. When you want to say, I'm going to pack my little grip and I'm out of here, love says, remember what you said before the Lord? Amen. 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 And so when I think about in Luke 15, we talk about the parable of the prodigal son. Maybe it ought to be the parable of the father's love. Amen. For the father showed how much he loved both of those boys. Amen. For if you read that story, you remember the older boy who stayed at home, amen, was really the guy that had a problem. He's lost in the house. Amen. He's complaining when his younger brother comes back and the father receives him. I've been here all this time and you ain't killed a goat for me. You get the fatted calf for the... Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen, amen. Instead of rejoicing that his younger brother has come back, he's got an attitude. But the father, the loving father, said to him, Son, thou art ever with me. All that I have is thine. The father's love included both of his sons. Have I got a witness? Now, some of us need to understand the love of the father. And we read it in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. But have you ever really thought about how much he really loved us? Have you ever thought about the fact that he had to see his son hang on the cross for what he had not done? Have you ever thought about that he died for wretches like us? Amen. It would be one thing to give your life for a noble, noble cause. You say, well, it was a noble cause, and so he gave his life. But here, our master died for those who were certainly not who he... but when we understand that he loved us enough, for we who were estranged from him, we who were separated from him, he loved us enough to give his life that we might be reconciled to the Father. Love never fails. Jesus is saying to us in this text, hallelujah, that if we love the Lord, amen, we ought to love one another. Amen. In 1 John 4:9, and this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. Have I got a witness? If that be the case, 1 John 4:11, beloved, if God so loved us, ought we also to love one another? Can I tell you this, my brothers and sisters, as I hurry to a close, love never fails. Amen. Does not matter what folk do, love will never fail. Amen. If they act up, you just keep on loving them. Amen. If they go south, you keep on loving them. If they find themselves in precarious positions and you really want to say, I told you about that. No, love them in that and love them enough to bring them out of that. Amen. When we understand that love will never fail. Amen. Stuff fails. Amen. Look at the text. Amen. Stuff fails. Mm-hmm. Listen to what Paul said. Paul says, amen, I can give my body to be burned, But if I don't have any love, amen, it means nothing. Have I got a witness? Amen. I might have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and have all knowledge. And yet if I have no love, I don't have anything. When I understand, I might bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and if I don't have any love, it will not profit anything. But when I do what I do because it's motivated by love, I can put up with you. Amen. When you don't come home on time, I got somebody to know what I'm talking about. Amen. You're looking for them and they come in at 2 a.m. and you're wondering where they've been. But love says, I will forgive you. And I'm going to pray for you. And you know, when you know how to pray for folks, you know how to change things. Amen. Sometimes we get so mad, we done forgot how to pray. You see, somebody say, well, that prayer might not change them. Might not, but it'll change you. Instead of you running for the 357. Amen. You'll just go on with it. I don't want to get on your street, but I want us to understand that love endures long. Love knows how to put up with some stuff. Amen. When it does not seem that enough is enough, love says, go a little bit further. Amen. Love bears up under anything, and love bears up under everything that comes. Have I got a witness? Love is ready to believe the best in everybody until you prove me differently. I wish I had somebody that knows what I'm talking about. Amen. When I tell you I love you, amen, I'm going to love you. Amen. And when you tell me you love me, I'm expecting you to love me. Amen. I love you, Brother Pastor. Well, you ought to show it. Have I got a witness? Amen. Don't talk about me. Love me. And when you say you love me, show you love me. Amen. I love you. And I want to show that I love you. Amen. When I understand that love will hide a multitude of faults. Amen. 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 Sometimes I wonder, what bus did shame go out on? Because when the time that we live now seems like shame has left town. Amen. Seems like some integrity has left town. But if you love somebody, amen, you will love them, amen, as Jesus did. Jesus didn't beat us into the kingdom. Jesus loved us into the kingdom. Amen. Somebody doesn't get that, but I want you to know he could have whipped us into the kingdom. Amen. If he keep putting stuff on you, you'll start wondering, what's happening to me? But if you just let the love of God be in your life, he knows how to draw you back to himself. How much did the Lord love us? I'm glad you asked. The Bible said he loved us enough to give his only begotten son. Amen. And he did that while we were yet sinners. We were not getting better. We were not acting better. We were not living better. But he gave his son that we would learn how to act right. We would learn how to do right. Amen. Saved us while we were yet sinners. But his son came and now he's loving us into the kingdom. He puts a new determination in your life. Amen. You're not looking at what folk have done to you, but rather you're saying, how can I bless them? Have I got a witness? Amen. Jesus. Amen. The very Son of God came in the likeness of sinful flesh. And the Bible said for sin, amen, he condemned sin in the flesh. If it had been that he had not come down here and had not lived like we live, had not gone through what we go through, amen, you wouldn't be able to say, yes, he loved me. Have I got a witness? But because he endured the same things that we have to endure. The Bible said he was hungry. He got tired in this journey, but he didn't give up the task. Have I got a witness here? For the Bible said he lived here 33 years, 6 months, and 17 days. But when we look at it, we realize he loved us so much and love will never fail. Even when we were headed the wrong way, he had Calvary in his mind. And the Bible said he put a cross on his shoulder. I want you to recognize that the cross represents your sins and it represents my sins. It represents the worst that is found in humanity. Can it be that because of his love, the cross has become an admired instrument that we can look up to? Here was a despised instrument of torture, but yet because he died on the cross, you got folk that wear crosses now to show how much they love the Lord. But I want you to see it was on a Friday that he put a cross on his shoulder. Love never fails. Have I got a witness here? For the Bible said that Pilate asked him, "Are you a king?" And he said, "For this cause I came into the world. I don't have to testify. My works testify for me." And then the Bible said, when he got to the cross, they nailed his hands and riveted his feet. They stretched him wide and dropped him low. And hanging on the cross, there were two thieves, one on each side. One of them looked at him and said, "If thou be the Son of God, I want you to come down. I want you to save yourself and then save us." But the other thief on the other side said, "Don't you have any understanding? We're here receiving a just recompense for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he looked at Jesus and said, King, when you come into your kingdom, you realize that only a king can have a kingdom. When you come into your kingdom, will you remember me?" And Jesus said, as he looked at the thief hanging on the cross, "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise." I love to tell the story of the thief on the cross. He didn't have time to walk down the aisle. He didn't have time to give his hand to the preacher. He only had the opportunity to say, "Remember me." And I want you to know, it does not matter how long it'll be. Jesus, the matchless Lamb of God, will remember that thief. Eons of time might pass, but Jesus will remember the thief on the cross. But by that same token, when you came to Jesus, he will remember you. Have I got a witness here? I don't care how your testimony was. Some folk have a long testimony, and they tell all about where they've been and what they've done. And then there are some folk that don't have all of that. They simply say, "Lord, forgive me." Have I got a witness here? But some of the children, I feel like preaching. Some of the children, they'll come to the Lord, and they don't have a long testimony. They simply say, "I want to be baptized." Oh, yes. But what I want us to know is, whether they've got a long testimony, or whether they only say, "I want to be baptized," Jesus, the matchless Lamb of God, will remember them when he sits at the right hand of authority. Have I got a witness here? He is good, and he's good all the time. He's sitting by the right hand of the Father, and he's sitting there to make intercessions for us. I got to preach this out. When I mess up, I want you to see that there's no failure in love. All I got to do is come to the Lord and tell him I messed up. And I could hear him saying, as he talks to the Father, "Forgive him. He's covered under my blood." Oh, somebody don't get it. I want you to know that the blood that was shed on Calvary still has cleansing power. When Jesus died on the cross, he shed his blood for the redemption of mankind. But that same blood washes us whiter than snow. That same blood has an active power. For the Bible tells me that when he sits there, I messed up, I have no words to say that can justify my actions. But the Son says to his Father, forgive him, he's covered under my blood. Do you know it? That you're covered by the blood of Christ. Somebody needs to know when the storm comes, walls fall over in your life. I got somebody I can run straight to him. He's all right. He's all right. Give us that we shall rule over. I don't know. authority. Don't give me New York. Don't give me Paris. Ah, yes. Don't give me Bonn, Germany, but give me Four Corners. Yay! There is, my brothers and sisters, no failure in love. Amen. If you are loving truly, there's no failure. Amen. There might be a breakdown, but there's no failure. God's going to keep it together. Amen. 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 I'm done. If there's somebody here not made peace with God,